We owe our children better. A personal call to reduce America's national debt. Every child born in America today enters the world with a share of national debt exceeding $100,000. That figure comes from simply dividing the $36 trillion national debt by the U.S. population of about 335 million, roughly $108,000 per person. It's not a bill being sent to a newborn, of course, but it's a powerful way to understand the scale of what we're passing along. When I worked on Capitol Hill in the 1960s, I had the honor of interning for Congressman Charles E. Bennett of Jacksonville, Florida. Charlie, as I called him, was a Democrat, a World War II veteran, and a man who had overcome polio to serve his country, first in uniform and then in Congress. He walked with a pronounced limp, wore a metal leg brace, and relied on a cane for support. He never wavered. At the time, he held the longest unbroken voting record in Congress. He never missed a vote. He dictated every response to its constituents' letters himself, long before email and automation. But the thing that still moves me the most, every month, Charlie donated his entire veterans and disability checks to the U.S. Treasury to help reduce the national debt. Now, he didn't do it for headlines. He did it because he believed in personal responsibility and in leaving this country better than he found it. That memory of Charlie's quiet, unwavering integrity has stayed with me for over 60 years, and it's part of what's motivating me now to speak up. Our national debt is real, and it's growing. Today, America owes over $36 trillion, or about 123% of our gross domestic product. Interest alone now costs us more than $1 trillion every year. Money we're not investing in our children, in our communities, and in our future. This is more than a fiscal issue. It's a moral issue. To make it personal and relatable, the national debt equals about $340,000 for every federal income taxpayer, or about $369,000 for every household above the poverty line. If we wanted to eliminate the entire debt in one generation, say over 20 years, each taxpayer would need to contribute around $17,000 per year, and each household above the poverty line about $18,000 per year. But that's not our goal. Our goal is sustainability, but not perfection. We don't need to eliminate the debt entirely, but we do need to bring it back to a sustainable level, which would be approximately 75% of our GDP, and do that within the next two decades. To do that, we need to reduce the debt by about $13 trillion. That's still a heavy lift, but it's far more achievable. So spread over 20 years, that means that each federal income taxpayer would have to pay approximately $6,667 per year, or every household above the poverty line would pay $7,212 per year. This is a challenge, but it's one we can meet if we share the load. So for me, there are five pillars of a national debt reduction plan. Here's how we do it together. First, crack down on waste, fraud, and abuse in federal programs through tighter enforcement and oversight. Modernize outdated IT systems, streamline administrative operations, all to improve efficiency and reduce duplication. That would have an estimated impact of $1.4 trillion over 20 years. Secondly, raise the corporate tax rate modestly from 21% to 28%, a level closer to historical norms. Also, close major loopholes that allow corporations to avoid taxes through tactics like offshoring profits, accelerated depreciation, and excessive deductions. Apply a 15% minimum tax on reported book income to ensure profitable companies contribute fairly. Also, increase the tax on stock buybacks from 1% to 4%, and implement a carbon tax to hold major corporate polluters financially accountable. This would have an estimated impact of 11 $1 trillion over 20 years. Third, gradually raise the retirement age from 67 to 69 over time to reflect increased life expectancy. Apply means testing so that the higher income retirees receive reduced benefits, and eliminate Social Security payroll tax cap, which currently exempts wages above $168,000 from further contributions. These steps would have an estimated impact of $4 trillion over 20 years. Fourth, let's sustain a 2.5% annual GDP growth rate through smart policy, innovation, and productivity gains by investing in infrastructure, roads, bridges, broadband, and other public-private partnerships that create jobs and long-term economic value. This would have an estimated impact of $4.5 trillion over 20 years. And finally, from a personal and family commitment standpoint, let's introduce a modest national sales tax, say just 0.1%, and also allow voluntary contributions to a debt reduction trust. Even at that low rate, a national sales tax could generate significant long-term revenue when applied broadly and fairly. This would have an estimated impact of $1 to $2 trillion over 20 years. Together, these steps can eliminate the 6,000 and 7,000 annual burdens per household or per taxpayer and restore fiscal health for future generations. So let's start a movement. We don't have to wait for Washington to fix this. What if we, as parents and grandparents, neighbors and citizens, decided to lead the way? What if we created a grassroots movement, one rooted in responsibility and not politics, to take this issue seriously and push for action? Let's come together across parties and generations and make reducing the national debt a legacy we can be proud of. Let's do this for our kids. This isn't about political ideology. It's about the kind of country we leave behind. Charlie Bennett didn't wait for someone else to fix things. He stepped up quietly, consistently, faithfully. He taught me that citizenship isn't a spectator sport. So I ask you, what legacy will we leave? We saw the problem. We took responsibility. We didn't lead the bill for our children. Let that be the story we write together.
Be sure to subscribe to Meandering Musings wherever you get your favorite podcasts. For more about Neil Peterson and to read more Meandering Musings and travel essays, visit meanderingmusings.net. Tell your friends about Meandering Musings and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.